Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. I have a confession to make. It's about 10:45 at night, and this podcast should have been recorded 2 days ago, but it wasn't, and I think the reason that it wasn't is why I'm here now at 10:45 at night with the most, maybe one of the most important episodes that I've had. Now, why is it important, you ask? I'm about to tell you. But first, I just want to also let you know that the course that Chloe and I have begun, it's called Thriving Intimacy. It's a 7-week long course. We just started and it's been totally amazing. Even after our first class, we got feedback from several students saying they were already noticing things happening in their relationship. So it's not too late to join this time around. If you want more details, you can go to neilsatin.com/course, or you can text the word intimacy to the number 33444. We have a few spots left, so if you're interested, check it out. Anyhow, back to why it's so late at night and why this is so important. Well, one of the most crucial aspects of being in relationship is being able to show up and being able to show up fully. And in fact, that was part of what our first class and our course was about. It was all about developing presence, how to do it, how to know when it's happening, how to know when it's not happening, how to ask for it. And but part of being present is actually being able to be present. And that can be really challenging in today's world because there is so much going on. Now, I don't know about you, but in my life, I have a couple kids who are, of course, amazing and who require time and attention. I have this work that I do, the podcast and my work as a coach and with clients and the course that we're doing, and also all of the professional connections that I'm making in this world of relationships and love and dating. And we just adopted a dog, so I have a dog. So I'm just giving you a little bit of, oh, and by the way, there's like all that other stuff that needs to get done. The laundry, the grocery shopping, the bills need to get paid, the lawn needs to be raked, things like that. I know I'm not alone. Most of you, if you're listening, you're probably saying, oh yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life too. So how do you show up fully in your relationship? Because of course, that is also one of the most important things going on in that whole list of things going on. How do you show up fully when there's so much else that's happening in your life that demands attention? That is a good question. And the first thing that is so important is to prioritize your self-care. Now, this could be as simple as giving yourself 5 minutes a few times a day to just sit back, close your eyes, and breathe, and just allow your thoughts and stress and all of that stuff to just go. In fact, maybe I'll do a little guided meditation as part of this. Now, if you're driving and listening to the podcast, when I go into the meditation part, you're probably going to want to hit pause and then resume afterwards. But I'm going to talk for a minute or two more before we do that. So yeah, your self-care. And the reason that self-care is so important is that if you're not taking time to rest, to rejuvenate, to, you've probably heard the phrase, fill your own cup. If you're not taking the time to do that, then you're not going to have a lot to bring to your life and to your relationship. And I can attest to this. There are times when I'm when there's a lot going on and it's really hard for me to be present because there's so much else that's pressing and demanding my attention. So part of the art of presence is being able to be present even when that's going on. And that's something we talk about in the course, and we'll talk more about that in a later podcast episode too. But before, I mean, I don't want you to have to always be doing that, always be like willing yourself into presence. And so if you're not going to always be like finding ways to corral yourself into being there in the moment, then you have to fill your reserves. And so first thing I'd like you to do is to think for a moment about what are some things that you know, and they're going to come to you right off the top of your head or right from your gut. These are the things that you're like, yeah, if I just spent 5 minutes a day doing that, it would make such a difference. Maybe it's the 5 minutes you spend on Sunday planning your week, or maybe it's the 5 minutes you spend at the end of every day looking back over the day and being thankful for what you have, or giving yourself credit for what you accomplished, the things you did well. Those are just a few ideas. There's the, of course, the meditation part that I mentioned earlier, and that's come up on the podcast a few times. Self-care could be simply giving yourself downtime, simply identifying like, oh yeah, I used to play guitar, or I used to paint, or I used to dance, or often it's things you used to do and used to do back before life got so serious. It could also be the kind of thing that you've had a calling to do. Like maybe you've always thought, oh, I want to write, or I want to even just journal, and I've never actually done that. So maybe it's actually buying the journal or the software for your computer that lets you do that and making it happen. 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. The important thing to doing self-care is that it gives the internal parts of you acknowledgement that you care, that you're willing to show up for yourself, to be present for yourself the exact same way that you would show up and be present for your partner. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I'm doing this podcast at 10:45 at night. And that's because, well, for one thing, it's important to me to be here for you and to continue to give you valuable insight around how to do relationships well. I mean, it's my mission, and I don't want to let a week go by without doing that. And so that's one reason why I'm here, because it's late. And I probably should be getting some of that rest as part of my self-care regimen. But rest is coming, so rest assured. That was funny, sort of. Well, seems funny at 10:45 in the morning. I mean, in the night. See, that shows you how much rest I could actually use. But it's also been an incredible couple days, really full. And I have taken just those few minutes in the morning to help fuel me. So for me, I've been experimenting with listening to binaural beats just with a simple app on my phone. Just taking a few minutes out in the morning to do that and see what effect that has. And it's been great. It's helping me get through some amazingly busy, intense good days. But at the same time, I'm feeling a little maxed. So I'm going to guide you through a little meditation that I'm also going to be doing with you. And this is only going to last a few minutes, so it's not a huge time commitment for you. But I'm offering it to you as just a way to settle in and get centered and give yourself the presence and attention that you need right now. And I know you do, because we all do, but I know you do. So I'm giving you a few minutes of that. This is just for you and for me. Okay. So again, if you're driving or cooking dinner or something like that, this would be either a good time to pull over for a few minutes or turn the stove off, or just hit pause now and then come back when you're ready. So I'm going to assume that you're back here with me and we've got a few minutes to be together and to just be quiet. So this isn't going to be one of those John Cage pieces where we just sit in silence for a few minutes. I'll help you out. Okay. So first thing is to just get comfortable. If you get too comfortable, you might fall asleep, and that's not so bad, but that's not the purpose of what we're doing right now. So just get comfortable and maybe in a chair, on your couch, or in your car, again, on the side of the road. And close your eyes and just focus on your breath. But don't try to do anything to your breath. Don't force yourself to do one thing or another. Just notice what's happening with your breath. Does it stop in your chest, in your neck, in your nose? Or does it descend fully down through your chest into your belly? What does it naturally want to do? And as you imagine that force of life, your breath coming into your body, you might notice the places where it feels a little stuck, or a little tense, or a little constricted. And again, just notice those places. You don't have to do anything about it. It's just information for you right now. We'll save the doing something about it for another episode. But right now, just notice, and you might say, oh yeah, like that's that place in my upper back where I always hold stress, or oh yeah, that's that little twinge I feel in my neck. Or again, I'm not trying to invoke that for you, so let's just clear all of that. Maybe you're totally fine and completely chill and just enjoying this moment of breathing and having a chance to just focus on my words and on noticing your breath. And I like to also just remember that it's such a miracle that for almost all of us in the world, this is just an amazing piece of life, that the air is there for us. All you have to do is let the air pressure do its thing, maybe along with your diaphragm, and it fills your lungs and sends that oxygen that every single part of our body needs, and it sends it to every single part of our body, one little cell and molecule at a time. It's pretty amazing. So maybe just as you're breathing, take a moment to just appreciate that fact, that you're breathing. It's pretty cool. And it's how we live. And it is something that was simply given to us through existing. And you might also notice the place where your body meets whatever you're sitting on, like that feeling of support from the cushion or chair or floor beneath you. And just notice that it's there, and beneath that there's more structure, and beneath that and beneath that, and eventually you reach the earth, which is also there beneath you, unless you're listening to this on a plane or on the International Space Station. And hello, by the way. But for the most part, for us, there's structure beneath us, and that structure ends up on the planet and in the planet, like the foundation of a house. It's there in the earth. And it can be easy to feel like, oh, like there's this heaviness, the gravity that's holding me on to the planet. But I like to imagine that the planet is actually coming up to support me. It has all of this energy and fire in its molten core that it shoots up through mantle and crust into the dirt. And it, you know, it keeps the dirt warm. I mean, that's the whole way geothermal heat pumps work, right? It's like using the heat from the earth, that energy that's coming up, that's always there, keeping the earth going. So as much as there's the energy from the sun and the energy from oxygen, like those things are coming from above and around us, the earth is coming up from below us and holding us. So right now, the earth is there to support you. And you didn't even have to ask. It's there. And your breath continues to fill your lungs, and you didn't have to ask. It's there. And there's this place within you where the energy of the earth rises up maybe into your belly, and the energy of the air and your breath comes down into your belly as well. And those two forces can intermingle. It's like an alchemy. Earth, fire, air, all meeting together. And what does it produce? In me right now, I feel this aliveness that is nothing like the fatigue of 10:45 at night. It's this aliveness. It's this potential. I get excited, actually, which is good because I have a little reading to do before I go to sleep. What do you notice? What do you notice about the place where breath meets the energy of the earth within you? And now, what do you notice about your breath and how it's falling within you? Has it changed from the beginning of this meditation? Have the places that were stuck or constricted, have they changed at all? Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. And what do you notice about your knowing? This can often be a good time to just ask the question, what do I know that I've been pretending not to know? What is it that I know that I've been pretending not to know? See what comes up. And if something comes up, you might want to take a moment to jot it down or send a text to your partner or close friend saying, oh my God, I just heard this voice speaking to me from within, and it was speaking clearly, this thing that I've actually known all along. That's my hope for you right now, that you do get something like that. Maybe it's just saying, thank you for taking this few minutes to just chill out. When you're ready, you might just take your hands and place them on your thighs and just kind of tap on your thighs just to remind yourself that you're here. You're here in physical form. This is your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back. Hi. Thank you so much for doing that with me. I love leading meditations. In fact, it's often how I start my sessions with my clients, is to just take a few minutes to drop in and get centered. And it's interesting how much our perception of what's important or what demands our attention can shift simply by taking a few minutes to quiet down and give yourself the space that you need. That's it for me today. Next week, tune in to a conversation with Sheila Heen, who is one of the co-authors of the book Difficult Conversations. We're going to talk about how to have the conversations about what matters most to you with people who may not agree with you. That never comes up in relationship, right? Hopefully not too often. In any case, that's next week's episode. Again, if you're interested in the course, neilsatton.com/course, or text the word intimacy to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. And as always, I invite you to download the free guide on my website that explores what we need in relationship, the core needs that we have. And it shows you how to figure out what your partner needs as well, and maybe what you're doing right and what could use some help in your relationship. So that is free. It's on my website. If you go to neilsatton.com, you can just click the Send Me the Action Plan button, or you can text the word relationship to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. Anyhow, I hope you are doing well. I look forward to being with you again next week and the week after that and the week after that, because I really enjoy what I do and it's really important to me. I was struck the other day. Chloe and I did a podcast interview for another show, and I'll tell you about that when it happens. But there were several times during the interview where I was moved to tears, and I realized as I was talking and as I was listening to Chloe as well, just how much I care. So I want you to know that I really do care, and I want you to have as much success in life and in love as is possible. So that's my wish for you as well. Okay. Take care until next week. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, Neilius, Neilius, at neilsatton.com. Or join the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. And we're happy to see you there. All right, take care.